Supplier rating systems. Supplier rating systems start by setting supplier performance measures and standards. Standards are target values against which to measure the supplier. Standards can help as a control for when they are not being met. They can also help with continual improvement. The standard can be increased as suppliers improve to keep the standard achievable but challenging. When the supplier rating system is implemented with other operating functions, it can monitor quality costs, track the timeliness of incoming materials and outgoing shipments, identify areas for improvement, and ultimately contribute to the financial well-being of the organization. Supplier performance rating systems can incorporate data for continuous rating of suppliers from various sources. Confirmation rates. Data from each inspection or test should be documented in the system. The data should include part number, lot size, number of parts accepted or rejected, reason for any rejections, and the quality disposition. Number of floor failure events. If a supplier-caused discrepancy is found after a part is shipped to stores or has been installed in an assembly, the organization needs to adjust the performance index accordingly. The performance index is the relationship of non-conforming costs to purchase costs. Levels or amounts of conditionally accepted materials. These are materials that do not conform to specifications but are accepted through the material review process. Timeline performance. The system tracks the difference between purchase order schedule and actual receipt dates and identifies undelivered and past due items and unauthorized early deliveries. Methods of sharing ratings with suppliers. It is critical to share supplier performance ratings, along with the measurements and standards used for the ratings, with the suppliers. Suppliers should understand when missed standards or overall ratings will initiate corrective action. Corrective action can improve future performance and thereby save costs and increase customer satisfaction. Measures and standards can also be automatically collected and disseminated to both the organization and to suppliers. The organization gets a picture of ongoing performance levels. Suppliers can use the real-time information provided to immediately self-correct and avoid the need for formal corrective action. In other words, rating systems are not just a historical tool, but a set of active controls. Supplier performance can be shared with suppliers in different ways. Scorecards. Scorecards capture quantitative and qualitative data and provide historical, plan, current, and predictive views of supplier performance. Suppliers have access to their own scorecard and can address specific areas of concern immediately. Scorecards should be sent to strategic suppliers on a regular basis, at least quarterly. Deficiencies should be addressed by the supplier through a written corrective action plan. Performance alerts. Automated alerts on areas of concern related to supplier operational performance are delivered to supply chain managers on a real-time basis. Surveys. Standardized surveys are sent to supply chain managers in order to gather qualitative information on the performance of suppliers. The questions may address overall performance, reliability, cost, order accuracy, delivery slash timeliness, quality, business relationships, personnel, customer support, responsiveness, etc. Other tools include supplier performance reports and supplier quality certification processes. Exhibit 6-16 is an example of a supplier performance report.